A violent intruder is an individual actively engaged in hurting, attempting to hurt, or kill people in a confined or populated area. The intruder may be using firearms, but the weapon could also be a vehicle, a knife, or something else. Violent intruder situations are unpredictable and evolve quickly. Because these incidents are often over within 10 to 15 minutes, you must be prepared, mentally and physically, to deal with a traumatic or even tragic situation. According to the Department of Homeland Security guidelines, the first thing you should do is run. Leave belongings behind. Help others to escape. Knowing where at least two exits are is being prepared to run. If evacuation is not a choice, find a place to hide. Lock or barricade doors and move away from windows. Hide behind something substantial. Remain calm and quiet and silence electronic devices. Call 911 and do not hang up. If for any reason you can't talk, allow the line to remain open so the dispatcher can listen to what is happening. If you are in immediate danger and cannot run or hide, then fight. Be aggressive. And remember, you can use common items to fight, such as your chair, book, or fire extinguisher. If in a group, use those numbers to your advantage. When response arrives, authorities will immediately be focused on containing the situation, so stay calm and follow all of their directions. Once the situation is under the authorities' control, post-event activities become the priority. Recovery would include figuring out if anyone is missing and first aid for the injured. Families would need to be notified, as well as the scout executive. Good planning, training, and communications can and will save lives, so be prepared. Look, observe, and be aware of your surroundings. Have a plan to evacuate quickly to safety. Find more tips and resources for this and other safety moments at the Scouting Safely website on scouting.org.